Let's talk some Sioux Falls Storm football. No.
Nope. We're efforting.
Still efforting the coach? Okay. All right. Curtis Riggs of the Storm and Riggs Football Academy to join us in just a moment. By the way, did you see the misprint? If you're going to, I know you're a big Florida State guy there, Tubbs. You watched the national championship last night.
Whatever bandwagon is rolling with the most momentum, that's where you are. That's where I'm at.
If you were ordering a championship shirt last night from
Florida
State.
How do you mess this up? How does somebody not proofread?
Well, someone didn't proofread because it says Florida State Seminoles national champions.
Yeah.
They have the score wrong.
What?
On the t-shirt.
I thought it was 34-31.
Yes, but it has the Auburn Tigers with 34 and the Seminoles with 31, so a little bit of a misprint there. They'll be heading to some far-off third-world country later once those are not purchased.
They will join the Buffalo Bills 1992 Super Bowl champions.
Going up to some worthy country.
That's right.
Last night, I mean, it was a great game, no doubt about it. 25 million watched the game last night. It was a great viewership. You know, the four-letter network did a pretty good job with it. They did a couple of other things on some of their other channels.
Almost a little bit
they
too
talked
much
about,
for me.
Well, it was a test. Why not?
Well,
I have no problem with it.
I understand, but I got like sensory overload. I was like, I felt like I couldn't miss anything. I didn't want to go from one to the other because I felt like I was going to miss something.
It all depended what kind of coverage you wanted, and they tried to cover it all last night. So, you know what? I'll tip my cap to what they did. Some of the stuff worked. Some of it didn't. But for the most part, great viewership last night, 25 million people. Still not as much as an NFL game. Still an NFL game is much more than that. In fact, the wild card games over the weekend, 34 million were watching the wild card games over the weekend.
Well, the NFL just has mass appeal. Last night, I'm not going to cry any tears for the BCS because I believe the way that North Dakota State has won their championships is the way to do it in a tournament format and four teams. Okay, it's a start. The BCS, I had this conversation with a buddy of mine last night. The BCS, while it has gotten it right at times, I'm glad it's done. It wasn't perfect. It wasn't imperfect, but it's time to move on. They got lucky with last night because of the way that played out. Because
what a great game.
At the beginning, you saw that Auburn was going to run away with that when it was 21-3. I mean, and it was a great game. Great game. Jameis Winston struggled in the first half, but made some plays at the end when he had to. Love that last route.
It was good.
To Benjamin. I love it. Great.
Do we have the coach?
We do.
Coach Curtis Riggs, Sioux Falls Storm, joins us on the Gas Stop Holiday Fan Line. I mean, you deal with the players. You work at the Riggs Football Academy. You run this. You're trying to get players to go to the next level. Curious your thoughts on Jameis Winston. Here he is, a freshman. The only freshman to ever win a national championship.
Well, I mean, he has all the measurables, that's for sure. You know, he kind of has elongated throwing motion, but he's got one of those dynamics that a lot of kids don't have, and you just can't coach that. He's got charisma and character that just kind of spreads throughout his team, and you see it when he's on the field, the way he handles his teammates, and then when he speaks to the press too.
Mm-hmm. If he threw left-handed, it would remind me of somebody else who I know.
Well, yeah, I mean, probably the lefty you're thinking of though was a much more skilled runner than Jameis.
They never tested you in the 40, did they? Did you ever have an official time?
No, in fact, when I was in camp with the Barnstormers, and Coach John Gregory was the coach then, and they were going through some of the testing, and he even just said, "Hey, Curtis, I see no reason why we need to subject you to that 40-yard test." And Kurt Warner was the other quarterback in camp at the time, and so I was just, oh, thank God. I would not have been here long if that would have been the case.
You think Jameis is done after next year? He'll go to the NFL after his sophomore year? Pretty typical.
I think so. I think once they, you know, you win a national title, win the Heisman Trophy, he's going to be put under so much scrutiny, a lot like Johnny Manziel, through the offseason. Even more so than what he's already gone through, everything's going to be under a microscope on him that it almost pushes the athletes into the NFL now.
True. Hey, one more question, and then we'll talk about Riggs Football Academy and, of course, the Sioux Falls Storm. We talked to Will Powell recently, and of course he's been over there at the Riggs Football Academy. He's going to be playing in France. What do you think? I know that you went to France too, didn't you, at one time?
I did, yeah. And in fact, Will's first game is against the team that I played for, and so that's pretty interesting. Will's team is a team that's just moving up to the upper divisions, and so it could be an eye-opening experience for him. But Will's going to have a great time. No matter where Will goes, everyone's going to like him, enjoy him, and feed off of his workmanlike mentality. He'll love it over there, and they'll love having him.
All right, let's talk about the big news, of course, this week. You got a call a week ago that Chris Dixon wanted to come back. What were your first thoughts when he called you and said, yeah, I want to play for the Storm again?
Well, duh.
Duh?
That's kind of what I said to Chris, because Chris was, it was almost like he was trying to sell me on this, Chris and I have kept in very close contact. In fact, at one point last year when he was going through a lot of the struggles with the Arena League and he was thinking about just retiring at that point, I was able to convince him, hey, you need to stick this out. And to his credit, he did. And he was able to finish in the playoffs with New Orleans. But it just, you could tell it wasn't something that he was going to put himself through again. And he thought long and hard about just retiring at that point. He still wants to play, though. I think more importantly, he really wanted to settle in a community like Sioux Falls. He's able to finish school. And so as he was saying all these things, I knew what direction he was going, and that's how I kind of cut him short. And I was like, hey, do you want to come back and play? And so it was pretty easy for us to decide on our part. It did create somewhat of an awkward situation for us, but when you have a guy like Chris reaching out to you that he wants to finish his career with you, it's just not something that you pass up on.
You didn't think it was going to happen because you signed Martavius Young. What's going to happen to Martavius? Is he going to take on a different role, or is he going to maybe try to move on?
Well, before we announced this, our player personnel director and myself, we called Martavius in and met with him. We have so much respect for him. We felt like the way he handled himself last year, he was our starter, got hurt, and then we just couldn't wait for him any longer, and we brought Terrence in, and he took a backseat to Terrence, and he handled his role very well. And we were very comfortable with Martavius being our starter this year. We just felt like he deserved to hear about this before it got out to the media. So we called him in, told him about it. We would love Martavius to stay with us. I mean, we want him as part of our organization. If it's playing quarterback or playing another role, whatever it is, we would love for him to be in a Storm uniform. But we also gave him the choice. And so he's thinking this over. Does he want to go to another team and play quarterback for them, or does he want to stay with the Storm where he has a chance to win the title and be comfortable with his surroundings? And so we'll find out probably in the next day or two. We also signed an All-American quarterback out of Winston-Salem named Cameron Smith, who is a very talented quarterback, and he too will have to make a decision. I mean, no one wants to come in and fight for a job with Chris Dixon. And it puts the organization in some of an awkward situation because of that.
Did you have to reprint the playbook for Dixon, or is it the same one that he had when he left 2 years ago? Would it have been two seasons ago?
I think the one thing that it won't be like last year. Last year was, we're much more conservative. We had heavy run game influence. I think with a back like Torrey Harrison, we will definitely have some run game involved, but we will stretch the field more. And then I think last year we were able to learn some new things that Chris will fit very well with. And I think you'll see some of the remnants from 2 years ago where we averaged, 70 points or something like that. And then you'll see some new things mixed in. He'll have some new personnel around him too, so that will really influence what we do offensively.
How much do you know if Chris, because of his 1 year in the Arena League, has he changed the way that he has played at all, his approach, or are you expecting him to come in because he's so familiar with the IFL that it'll be just like stepping into old habits?
I think he'll be able to step right in. I think if anything, it's made him better. I think he definitely had to develop a toughness, not only to, the amount of hits that he took, but also his mental toughness, the things that he had to fight through. Physically, some of the things like getting rid of the ball faster. The arena football is such a different type of football. It's so much different than any other type to where it's very much about timing. And he had to learn how to get rid of that ball quickly before the receiver was open. And I always thought that was something of a strength for him, but he's done a very good job of improving that.
He told us he was watching film already yesterday. And he's prepping already.
The day we, he reached out to us and we started talking, and as soon as he signed right away, he called me saying, "Hey, can I get some film?" And I sent him clips of some of the guys we're bringing in and some of the things we're doing offensively now. And I don't think you have to worry about Chris putting the time in outside of practice.
Riggs Football Academy, you know, you hit some 7-on-7s over the holidays. How'd that go for you out there at Sanford Fieldhouse?
Yeah, that was great. You know, it's nice to be able to, when it's 20 below outside, to be able to go into a facility and watch the kids be able to compete. And it worked out well where it was outside of the basketball time. We had 15 teams that came in and competed, and it really was a positive all-day event. And we're going to have more. We'll have another one on President's Day. The kids don't have school. It's a Monday. And so we'll have an all-day event again on that day.
So nothing like right now that you got going? You got some time to sign up yet if you have stuff there at the Riggs Football Academy?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, there's plenty of time. And we're working a lot of the individual sessions all the way from the young kids that come in up to Tyler Starr getting ready for the All-Star game that he's about to head out to. So, we work with all levels, and it's a busy place. I think if you came out there on a night like tonight, Tuesday night, you'd see a full house, and you would see that people are probably wondering why they didn't go even bigger. It's money well spent.
Hey, Coach, thanks for the time. Congrats on Chris Dixon wanting to come back. It's going to be exciting again. We wish you the best, and we'll talk again real soon.
All right. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Curtis Riggs, Coach. Head coach, Sioux Falls Storm.